Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is FM 104's
Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Waking up, waking up.
With yep. Jim Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
Very, very, very big news for gamers.
Oh, yeah.
Of a certain ilk, I think I'd throw myself into this category. So, The Sims.
Oh, yes, you were big into that, weren't you?
I love me a bit of The Sims, right? It came out.
What did they do? I never got that. I was a Grand Theft Auto kid. And I just thought The Sims, you just built a house for them. They had a baby.
It was a world.
So basically, I was one that played Grand Theft Auto and I would just steal the bus and then just drive around and pick people up from the bus. So people like that liked The Sims, because basically what you did was you created a person or you created a family. You built them a house. You got to design the house yourself. Then you decide what job they wanted. And then it was like you're working up the ranks. Then there was expansion packs, Crossy, okay? So you could have a pet.
Wow.
You could go to New Orleans.
Oh,
you could have a magical world.
The pet, of course, you see.
Pet would jump in, yeah.
Yeah.
A little digital floof.
So it was all kind of, it was more or less, that's what you were doing. So it wasn't like, it was brilliant.
There was no challenge to it. It was just you were making someone's life.
Yeah, and you could make it as easy as or difficult for yourself as you wanted, basically.
So what happened to your family? Do you remember the names of them or anything?
Oh, I'd have many. You have many families, Jim. You don't just have to have one.
They're on a hard drive in your mom's attic now, are they?
Yeah, they are actually.
But just stopped. Are they still alive in there?
Oh my God.
Start of a great movie.
Yeah, isn't it?
Well, it is being made into a movie.
Here we go.
Okay. Produced by Margot Robbie's production company.
So she's going to start doing all these now.
Oh, do they own the same thing? The Barbie people own that.
Yeah, so she did. So her company, Lucky Chap, did Barbie. So now they're doing The Sims, and they have the director, Kate Herron, who did Loki. She's going to direct this.
Loki's supposed to be brilliant.
And I think she's going to co-write it as well.
Yeah, okay, well that's good.
So it's in very, very, very good hands.
It makes a lot of sense, because people like you, who were mad fans for The Sims,
yeah,
now you have enough money to buy cinema tickets.
I know, exactly.
And even DVDs, if you want to go that far.
And it will bring it back then, because people will now want to play Sims again.
Yeah, I feel like not that many people know, I could be wrong.
There'll be a massive re-release.
Yeah.
You'll have to get the game.
I'm going to have to go up to that attic, try and get it out.
Yeah.
Try and get a computer that has a little thing, a little slit for the CDs.
Oh yeah, because most laptops don't have slits anymore.
No.
Yeah, because I tried to put a CD into it, dude. It's a CD you gifted me.
Thank you.
Tommy Tiernan. And I ended up having to bring out the PlayStation and stick it into that because there was no slit in my laptop.
Yeah, nobody has it anymore. I had to get the Xbox out.
Good.
Yes.
In the next couple of minutes, a clanger happened yesterday. It regarding EastEnders. Remember Ev? Ev and Cheryl.
Yes.
Eva. So it was.
She's dead,
Mitchell. Yeah, in not in real life.
No, I know. But like the character, I know the difference.
Okay. Well, some people don't.
Oh no.
Because Phil Mitchell was 65 yesterday in real life.
Oh yeah.
And she posted up a photograph. I'm going to tell you after the song what she did and what someone said to her. It's very funny. No.
Okay, that's coming up at 7:04.
So Heather Trott.
Heather Trott. Yeah. So you're going way back now. So this is who's the woman in the coat?
So Shirley Carter.
Shirley, okay.
Coming back very soon.
Is she?
Into EastEnders. So Shirley and Ev were two people. Your ma would have probably watched EastEnders and would have seen. Like, she'd be a bigger girl and Shirley would have been real a skinny girl.
Yeah.
Was that like a kind of Laurel and Hardy type of thing?
Shirley would be a very stern looking woman.
Yes.
She'd have that furrowed brow. And then, Heather would just be the real happy woman.
So Phil's currently married to Kat.
Sorry, yeah. I thought you were going to say to Heather.
Yeah, no, not anymore.
I know, but still, he married
Cass.
He married both of these women.
And Sharon. Yeah, he married loads.
Shelly was a sister. Was Shelly a sister?
There's no Shelly.
No, what? Who's Sharon.
Shelly, he's married to Sharon as well.
He's married Sharon.
So like he's again another EastEnder with a big repertoire of love.
He was with Denise. He's a kid with Denise.
What?
The little fellow with the fro.
Stop.
Yeah, that's Phil Mitchell's.
Ah, here.
Zainab, don't even stop still in the quickie mart. Oh, you'll end up married to Phil.
So it was Phil Mitchell, Steve McFadden's birthday yesterday, and all over TikTok around Christmas, people were going to see him in
the Panto,
yeah. Because he does it every single year.
Oh, no, they weren't.
Whoa, they were. But he's a stiff because he's kind of dancing around, and people are going, and I think he knows people laugh at him, and he doesn't mind because he makes a lot of money out of it.
More money than he gets from EastEnders.
Yes.
Madness.
It's in his contract, they have to let him go for a month every year.
But didn't they have him in, remember Ricky Gervais' show, The Extras, and he was like, oh, I just do this just for free money. Easy money.
Was he in that?
He was in the extras.
He was in
Ricky Gervais' Extras. Wow. Yeah.
Well, he's 65 yesterday, which I find crazy that he's that age.
Yeah.
But himself and Ev must be really good friends because there's been a few times now where she's posted up photographs of him in different locations around Europe.
Yes.
So obviously they go on holidays with each other. So she posted on her Twitter, which she's very active in, and the gays love her. Cheryl Ferguson is her name. Goes, Steve, you deserve the best birthday. Love you lots, bruv, and a love heart. And it's a picture of her and him, and they're in front of the Tower of London, I think it is.
Oh, yes, yeah, Tower Bridge.
And they just look really happy together.
Sorry, it's kind of weird seeing him smile. You know, there's some people that just freak you out when they smile. Because he's always really stern looking.
He's been grumpy for 30 years.
Yeah.
So Graham sent me this yesterday. He saw it and he was like, I can't stop laughing at this. Someone replied to the photograph and says, didn't he call you a stupid fat cow for asking if you had any crisps? Why are you friends with him? He's a nasty man. That was in EastEnders that happened.
So they confused it with real life. Oh my God.
She replies back then, character and person are two different people.
Oh my God, a kissy face.
Wait, what is it over crisps? I didn't get that bit.
Didn't he call you a stupid fat cow for asking if he had any crisps? Why are you friends with him? A nasty, nasty man.
Why would you call somebody a stupid fat cow for asking if they had any crisps?
He used to give her a terrible time
when he ran the pub. That's it. Have you got any crisps?
No, you stupid fat cow.
It's so funny though that she's embraced it and she's like, no, the character and the person are two different people.
I don't know if she just took the time to reply. That's a very random friendship.
Well, I was in a pub, my local pub there a while ago, and it was a Friday evening, and we're just having a little chat, and this bald man sits behind me. I'm going, Aaron's looking at me going, what is going on with you? I was like, your man.
Who is it?
It's Paul Brennan from Fair City. Oh. I swear I'd seen your man. I swear I'd seen like
Steven Seagal
the way I was going on about it. But no one else was noticing him, bar me. And I really wanted to go up to him. I would never.
That's because you're the only person left watching it.
The Lothario.
He makes Phil Mitchell look like an altar boy.
Oh,
he
seriously?
Has been with so many ladies in Fair City.
Again, I don't understand it. Like, there's nothing going for him.
In fairness, though, I think if I saw him in a pub, I go, oh my God. Because he's like, is he still in it?
Yeah,
he's still in it.
Yeah, he's the Ken Barlow of Fair City.
He is the Ken Barlow of Fair
City. He's been there since episode one.
Oh my God, no, I think I'd be impressed. Sure, I met Mondo and I was like, Keep it cool.
Custer's Last Stand Up. What a great TV show.
Yeah.
Remember he was in that?
Yeah, he's the Irish Al Pacino.
Custer's.
Custer's Last Stand Up. You've never watched that? It was on ITV.
Great show, yeah.
Great TV show.
He was only a kid, wasn't he? 14.
He was a little fella.
Yeah.
Oh my God, no, I'd never. Oh, he was a little baba.
See, I think when you get celebrities who aren't A-listers in weird situations, you kind of go, I can't believe that's such and such.
Okay, let us know. 087-679-7104. The biggest, you're A-lister.
No, we're not going to, we're talking about the normal celebrities, okay, like so Cheryl.
Celebrities you've seen in the wild.
And that are normal.
What did you do? That are normal. And what did you do? If they were sitting beside you in a pub or something. Like, we only had one during the week.
Oh, yeah, Dermot Kennedy. Going to the Lahars.
Somebody followed him to the shack.
Good morning to that caller who texts in.
This is Neo, and I am a friend of the Strawberry Alarm Clock right here on Dublin's hit music station, FM 104.
Ooh, yeah. Neo is coming to the Three Arena tomorrow for his champagne tour with Mario, and I am going, and I am buzzing.
You're a huge fan.
She's very excited about this.
Very excited. It's my jam. It's R&B.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fun fact, he wrote Irreplaceable by Beyonce. There you go.
I did not know that.
To the left.
Yeah, great song. You can actually hear it,
that it's him.
It's real groovy. All his music is.
Yeah, it's all.
Beyonce's in trouble.
Why?
With Erykah Badu has been given out about her again.
Uh-oh.
This is the second time. I'll tell you about it in showbiz on the Strawberry.
Badu.
So Ireland take on Belgium on Saturday in the Aviva.
Yeah.
And then next week then again they take on Switzerland. So John O'Shea, brand new manager, used to play for Man United. Decent skin from what I've heard. Real nice fella. So last night in the training camp, he brought in, picture this, to boost up the lads to get them ready for Belgium next week. Have a listen to this.
So, sorry, which one did you
say? It's called SAC John.
SAC John. Okay, so here it is. Let's see.
Have you got it?
No.
On the showbiz page.
Yeah. I don't see it there.
Is it SAC picture?
SAC picture. No, John, I see it. SAC John. Okay, here we go.
Just wait for John. John's going to start talking.
Thank you for obviously coming in and entertaining us.
Thanks for the
kind of connection with it's a younger squad scenario, talented musicians, talented players, travelling all over, being stars in your own areas across the world where you want to get to. So I know these lads are obviously big stars as well, type of thing, and where they're going to go to. So that's why I thought it's a good little connection and just a huge thank you from all the lads and everyone in the room as well. So it was amazing.
It's kind of random. Very random.
It's a nice little boost.
Yeah.
Isn't it? His the way he talks, I could have swore if you had given me €1 million right in front of me now and says, where is John O'Shea from? I would have always said Waterford, and he is from Waterford.
Is
that's
it? From
that's a Dundalk accent.
That's a kind of, yeah, Midlands. Because of where you played, is that, his accent's kind of morphed into that?
I don't know.
Tell us now whether they are successful.
That's Dundalk.
Where is the picture this from? Are they Dundalk?
Kildare.
Oh.
But it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's different. It's younger. Maybe John, like, John's a younger guy. He's in like 41, 42.
Yeah.
And then bringing all the lads in together.
You know, getting the boost in morale, being like, come on, here's a performer for you.
Who did the previous manager bring in? What musicians? Was it
do they bring in musicians often?
I don't think so.
It's a Crystal Swing, maybe.
He brings tequila. Anyway, Ireland take on Belgium this coming Saturday.
Come on,
it'll
be
good around the Aviva. A bit of crack.
Oh,
support
bit of
the lads.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone just says, reminded me of a Nobber accent. It actually does remind
Nobber.
You. Justine Stafford.
Yes.
That's who it sounds like, a male version.
Okay.
Sorry, Justine.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai. Test drive the Hyundai Ioniq 5 now at Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange.
Okay, so Louis had another chin wag with his housemates about celebs. I'm going to really miss. I never thought I'd say this. I'm going to miss Louis Walsh after tomorrow.
He needs a podcast.
I was just about to say, can we get him a podcast deal, please?
Please.
Yeah.
Sharon and all the others, all the cronies, get them in a room, gossip and tell us the real deal.
Really? Did you?
Really?
What?
He loves dinner.
He does so much
whispering.
Yeah, gossiping.
Yeah.
He loves telling stories. I think it's going to be bigger than a podcast. I think it's going to be a TV show.
Walk with Louis.
I think it'll be Louis in the room. Then they'll give Jedward a right to apply.
Mm.
Put Ronan in the room with him. See what happens. I'd watch that.
He gave me advice on something about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the best bit of advice I ever got. I can't say what it is, but
he gave me... radio, was it?
It actually was something about FM 104. And I went to him and he told me something. And I was like, so when, you know, I know Jed would have issues and all that. And everyone has issues with him. But I kind of find he's been in the business so long. He knows the Schlievens.
Mm.
He knows. And he could call himself one himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense? You know, like, he's not shy about that. But he gave me massive advice. And I will always stand up for him.
Oh.
Well, depending. Just in case he said something wild.
You're like, wait, what are you about to play right now?
You should give him a cuddle, Rossi.
Oh, here we go, hugging.
Right, so what's he done now?
So last night he was talking to Coleslaw about other celebrities. Have a listen to this one.
You know Colin Farrell?
Yeah.
I know him very well because he auditioned for Boys Own and stuff.
What?
And he told me he wanted to be an actor.
Colin Farrell auditioned for Boys
Own? He did. I knew him from Dublin.
No, he has an Oscar, doesn't he?
I hope so.
I think he does have an Oscar, doesn't he?
Did he win for Banshee? Did
I
he?
Think so.
Yeah, she was in Banshee. Yeah, they're all Irish guys, yeah. We've a lot of great actors. But he said to me, I want to be an actor anyway. he said to me when I did Sunday, you can't say anything, thank you for the gig. Because I knew him really well. It wasn't. And he said to me, I want to be an actor. And I said, such a waste of time.
Colin Farrell.
He went and he worked. No, he worked it.
Yeah, I mean, he's amazing.
Mm. And he's very cool.
So Louis, yeah, anytime I've met him, he's a bit of a name dropper. Like he's for somebody who's in the showbiz scene.
Yeah.
He's very excited about knowing all the, like he'll show you his phone and go, there's Chris Moyles, I could ring him now. There's Simon yeah. Gale, I could ring him now. Look, he's in my number.
And I suppose you kind of think if people that are up at that level wouldn't feel the need to name drop, but I kind of love it though, because you go, oh my God.
He's excited about the business.
Like, give us all the dirt ever, I think. Beyonce is, she's posted a load of Carter country thingy all over the world,
yeah,
like
on
big
museums.
Photographs. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't like the fact, right? I'm going back to me disliking Beyonce phase.
Okay,
leave the country people alone because she keeps trying to redefine country. I'm like, no, these country people love their country music and they're grand with their countryness. And now you're coming in going, this ain't country, this is Beyonce.
Go away!
You sound like the Healy Rays now.
Do I?
Leave the country people alone. Select Irish this week on episode 4 is Lyra.
Okay.
Do you know Naked Attraction?
No, so where is she? There she is.
Naked Attraction.
Right, so Lyra. Now, it's really good.
Is this her song?
This is her song.
Take my hand,
it's called Drink Me Up.
I've been waiting, so don't be shy. I'm a party girl. And
so
just
I think she sounds a bit like Rihanna.
Let you come and take me home tonight.
Oh, does it?
I'm fine. Like my dress really tight.
This is good.
Ooh, sounds like sound shine bright like a diamond. Because that's what I was thinking.
Oh, love you.
So, she's Lyra. Where's she from?
Cork, right?
Right. And she sounds a bit like, in this song, she sounds a bit like Rihanna. So Rihanna from Cork. Rilanga. Rilanga. Just for one song.
Rilanga. Live just for the three arena.
Rilanga.
This
is the Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7:04.
Good morning, Dublin.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Come on, get up. With Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
Hi, Jim, Crossy and Zainab. Please wish our little sister Erin a happy World Down Syndrome Day from her sisters Leisha and Kiva, and they're listening right now.
Oh, Erin, have a fantastic day today. Yeah, have a lovely day.
I know there's loads of charity events happening all around Ireland today for that.
Yes.
So please support as much as you can.
Absolutely.
Hello there.
Hello.
Right,
complete change of subject now to talk about me getting stuck in dresses.
No, I like this.
How do you get stuck in dresses? So I don't think I've ever, this is in changing rooms, right?
In changing rooms, right. So it happens to the best of us. A lot of garments these days love a random cutout area, like cutout parts of the dress, right?
Yeah.
So it looks a certain way on a hanger, and then when you go to put it on yourself, kind of getting into the wrong little...
It's like a puzzle.
Almost.
Yeah.
But the most dangerous of all are figure-hugging dresses, right? That mightn't have a zip, or you think it doesn't have a zip.
Is that like an AJO doo-doo type clothes?
Quite. Like very tight.
So when
to the body.
If you're in a change room and you don't have a pal with you, how do you zip up your own back?
Oh, so you kind of don't really.
You don't, just leave it half open?
Yeah, you more or less. Okay. Yeah. But, so I've gotten stuck in things before, right? And it's been fine because usually... I'd have Trevor or a friend with me, and I'd be like, "Can you just try and like, can you just come into the changing rooms like and help?"
Would Trevor be allowed in there? Would he?
Well, see, sometimes it's a lot more unisex.
They're all
now
unisex these days, yeah.
Yeah, like Zara and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
So I'd just be like, "Hey, help!" Right? So I get helped, but recently, okay, I was trying on this really, really long dress, and I put it over my head. And then I couldn't, like, tried it on. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, nice. I might get it. And then went to take it off and I got stuck.
Oh, dear.
But, like, I got stuck with my arms, like...
And you're in a cubicle.
And I'm in a cubicle.
And there's coat hooks sticking out.
There's coat hooks. And the cubicles are always, they'd be even more brightly lit than our studio.
And they're small.
Nothing's brighter than the studio.
Well, the sun.
A small, and then the mirror, so that makes it even brighter.
It makes it even brighter. So I'm there with my arms stuck over my head and this, I can't now get it over my shoulder blades.
Yeah.
So I'm properly stuck and... Then panic sets in and then I get really, really warm.
You would, because those curtains are very, very thick, aren't they?
Yeah, like really.
You're
like
making me warm to saying it.
Really, really warm.
And doesn't your body expand when you sweat?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So proper panic. So I was kind of like, okay, right, I have to try and get out of this myself. Because otherwise I'm just like in my socks and stuff on my lower half.
Would you not call for somebody, an assistant, to come in?
Yeah, but you don't want to.
No, I know, but that's what they're there for.
Yeah, well, it's not really what they're there for, but I suppose like, no, but like they are an assistant.
They'll help you if you're stuck. But yeah. Then if they open the curtain, would not all the other Trevors who are outside waiting, would they not all see you with, you know?
I don't see as well, because my arms are up over my head, like you kind of have to like awkwardly kind of stick your head out from in between the dress.
What would
the
sound
like,
Sam? You've got a high collar on your jumper today. Give okay. What would it sound like if you're stuck in the dress?
I'd be like, size high. Yeah.
Okay, I can't believe she's just doing that. I can't believe you've just got her to do
what
it.
Language
she's actually
is she
doing it.
I don't even know.
What did you say under there?
I said, sorry, excuse me, can you help me?
It sounded like it sounded like you were Portuguese or something.
Well, see, I've worked in many a change room and I've never had to rescue anybody from an outfit.
Oh, somebody listening right now definitely has.
Tell us how it happened, where it happened, and why it happened.
Please. But I did have to ask for. I did have to ask for help.
Yes, right. So who helped you?
So there was this. So you're so either
Were there ladders involved?
No.
Okay, right.
Luckily, right. So I had to like you're either going, right, I'm ripping this dress and I'm paying for a rip dress.
Oh no.
Or I just have to ask for help. So I asked for help, and this, like, she was probably only like, you know, at, like, secondary school job. Grand. On the weekends. Yeah. So she came in. I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like,
she'd be more embarrassed than you.
I think she was.
Yeah.
So I had to like literally like sit on this random little stool, and she had to like full on reef it off me.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Angela says, nothing worse than that. I ripped my way out of a top before. I presume people have, or they've broke the bums of their jeans or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Because
if you think that you're going to be able to work, like, you go into Penny's, right?
Yeah.
And they're saying a size 32.
Oh,
and you're
not.
Like, oh, it's not. It's always a size 24.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you're crying in the change room going, it doesn't fit me. I'm too big. And it's not you. It's the size that are the same. Out,
and your friend's very upset. And what's wrong with you? Nothing.
I
don't
know.
Nothing.
Like,
let's just go.
I don't like, what was it in? Oh, actually, yeah, somebody WhatsApped in saying, remember that movie White Chicks? Where they're trying to get
yes.
Get stuff out.
Oh, and yeah, like, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
That's right. Well, look, if you've ever had to help somebody out, if you've worked in one of those change rooms, some weird stuff happens in those places.
Yeah. And also, if you're the girl that helped me that day, thank you so much.
Look, if you win $2,000 on Instagram, you won't have to worry about that. You can get the clothes made for
you
in the next couple of seconds.
That's coming up. It's FM104.
I got too excited. I got too excited about who our caller is.
Oh, right, because their name.
Their name is cool.
Their name is cool. And yes, Crossy, it could be somebody in an afternoon show.
Amy Cruz in the afternoon.
Not here. We have two guys. They're doing very well. It's fine. We don't need anybody else in the afternoon.
Just, you know, it's the odd time, you know, if they're doing time off.
Yeah.
The Cruz would be good in the afternoon.
Oh, the Cruz.
Jamie Cruz in the afternoon.
Hey.
Live. Jamie.
How are you?
Do you want to sing us Jamie Cruz in the afternoon?
He's like, get away from us.
Go on, no, I'll leave that to you.
Jamie Cruz in the afternoon.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Ince $2,000.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
I've really got a name for a radio show if you are downgraded tonight's. The Cruise to Snooze.
Ooh.
From 11 till 12. Load of love songs.
Ooh, wow. Jamie, new job for you now.
I'm telling you, we put you in afternoons and now we're after downgrading yeah. you to the nights.
And you explain downgrading to nights
oh,
to all
sorry.
The night people at the radio
don't mean
awards.
Like that. I don't mean
hey,
it like that.
I work on nights. What do you mean? What do you mean downgraded?
I don't mean it like that.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Jamie Cruise in the afternoon. What would you do with €2,000?
Probably book a summer holiday maybe with my kids and partner.
Ah, fantastic.
Very,
oh,
very
lovely.
Nice.
You're heading to the Ireland match on Saturday. Is this the first time the boys are going to be at the Aviva?
No, it's not their first match, but they're excited. They haven't been in a while, so they're excited to see Ireland play Belgium, like some of the big players coming across.
Brilliant. Yes. There's nothing better than going with your family and kind of starting up that tradition yeah. of going to the Aviva or even Croker to see the Dubs and all
beautiful
that.
Thing.
It's brilliant. Cheers, Jamie. That's brilliant.
Okay, Jamie, we have 10 questions. You can pass on them and we'll come back to them if we have time. If you get all 10 correct,
okay.
we will give you €2,000. And
yeah,
you have to,
nice.
Have to accept your first answer.
Yes. Think about okay. the merch.
Are the two boys with you right now?
They are Jack and Sam. Do you want to say hi?
Hi,
Jack.
Jack
does not say hi. Sam does hi.
Oh, hey, Jack and Sam.
Sam Cruise in the morning.
I'm telling you,
afternoon.
Your whole family is going to be in FM 104
yeah.
doing all the shows.
This is the future.
Okay.
Maybe, yeah.
Here we go. 10 questions. Let's do this.
3, 2, 1, go.
What cartoon bear famously eats honey?
Winnie the Pooh.
Who was the president of America before Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
What's the name of the main character in the Tomb Raider games and movies?
Lara Croft.
What year was it 30 years ago from today?
1994.
True or false, Megan Thee Stallion appeared in the TV show White Lotus?
False.
In what TV soap opera could you buy a newspaper in the cabin?
Coronation Street.
Deborah Mead and Stephen Bartlett and Peter Jones all star in what TV show?
Pass.
Is Charlemont Lewis stop on the red or green Lewis lines?
Green.
Who is Ashton Kutcher's famous wife?
Mila Kunis.
In Gaelic games, what is the Irish word for a manager?
Manager.
Oh, Jamie Greaves.
Jamie, I'm gutted for you.
Jamie Greaves.
Jamie, I'm gutted for you.
I think he was out of time on Bannister.
Oh,
because you're very, you did very well, Jamie Cruise, in the afternoon.
Very well.
You did very well. You passed on
didn't
one.
Didn't have enough to come back for the pass.
Okay. What cartoon bear eats honey? Winnie the Pooh. Who was the president of America before Joe Biden? It's Donald Trump. You got that correct. Lara Croft is the main character in Tomb Raider. What year was 30 years ago from today? And we're all sickened because it's 1994 not 1984.
Yeah.
True or false, Megan Thee Stallion appeared in The White Lotus? The answer is false. Currently 5 out of 5 correct.
Okay. What TV soap opera can you buy newspaper in the cabin? You said Coronation Street. That was right. We're 6 out of 6.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll skip the other one right. So Charlemont Lewis stop is on the green line. You got that right. So we are on 7. Who is Ashton Kutcher's famous wife? That is Mila Kunis. So you also got that right. And in Gaelic games, the Irish word for manager is bonisteoir.
Now, I don't know.
I would have given that.
It was on the buzzer.
I felt like it was just before the smidgen before.
All those 9 are correct.
Okay, so if we came back to Deborah Meaden, Stephen Bartlett, and Peter Jones starred in what TV show?
What do you think it is?
What would you say? Now that you've time.
Honestly, I don't think I'd have a clue, to be honest with you.
They sit in big leather armchairs and they listen to business ideas.
Oh, Dragon's Den.
Yeah.
Dragon's Den.
Dragon's Den.
9 out of 10, Jamie.
Jamie, you were brilliant. You're absolutely brilliant.
That was brilliant. Jamie Cruise in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, well, brilliant. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, look here. Enjoy the match. Hopefully, it's a win
Ireland. Can we get a cuddle mug for the boys?
Yes, you can.
Of course.
But there's 2 boys. I know you're giving out to me for giving away loads of cuddle mugs. Can we give away 2? Because we can't have 1 just for Jack.
Well, we're running out.
We need 1 for Jack and 1 for Sam.
Once they're gone, they're gone.
But what about Dad?
We get 3.
Yeah,
I'm okay if the boys get one. Like, so I'd be happy with 2.
Okay. We're going with 2. Are we all agree with 2?
Yeah, okay,
all agree
right.
with 2. Me and Zayn.
Any advance on 2? Any advance on 2?
We got 2. Okay. Jamie and Jack and Sam. Jack and Sam. Jamie, you've been a brilliant caller.
Thank you so much, Jamie.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have
See
a good day.
Later.
Bye,
Cheers.
Guys.
There
Bye-bye.
He goes. Tell Graham and Nathan to watch their backs.
The future of radio lads are in that car right now.
There you go. So close.
Well, if you want to work Good Friday next week, we can take the time off.
Oh, yeah.
All good, Jamie.
Yeah.
We're happy for it, all right?
Jamie Cruz in the morning.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I thought of a song while you were telling us your story, Zainab, about being stuck in a change room with your
hands up in the air.
I thought, I kept thinking of the what's the name of that song though? It goes, put your hands up in the air, put your hands up in the air. Put your hands up in the air, put your hands up in the air.
Oh.
So we're singing it, but we don't know it.
Exactly. So we're going to use the listeners as our Shazam.
Yes, please.
What is it, please?
087-679-7104. And you've about 1 minute 30 because we have to run down and put it into the system. So,
yeah. Help.
I'd be like Limpfoot Christie running down.
Limfoot. Did you say Limfoot?
Limfoot.
Linford.
Oh, Linford. Limfoot.
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 You wouldn't have got far with the old Limfoot.
Yeah.
It's 714.
Let me tell you.
For Triple Knot Friday, yes, I was going to go. I always go dance.
Yeah.
Then I was thinking Jaquan Tipsy. Urban the club getting tipsy.
Oh, yeah. Urban, oh, you'd have to play a Neo one for tomorrow. Wouldn't you?
Do we go R&B? R&B?
R&B.
R&B.
Limfoot Christie. People are still laughing about that. R&B. Yeah, we'll go R&B tomorrow.
R&B. What does R&B mean?
R&B.
Rhythm and blues, Crossy. Rhythm and blues.
Is that what R&B stands for?
What do you think it stood for?
What did you think? Rap and what were you going to say?
Rap and
bombastic.
Mr. Bombastic. Ever fantastic.
Rap and bombastic. Yeah, we'll
okay,
do.
We need to shut up now. FM 104.
That Jim shuts us up.
It did shut you up, didn't it?
It did. You had our so attention.
You're very bold. Look, I'm going to try it again. FM 104. Shuts them up. Look at that.
Mr. Okay. Bombastic.
Okay. FM
104. Behave yourselves, okay. Limfoot Christie and Bombastic.
Right.
This is a very serious show.
Okay, we're back on track.
Right.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai. Test drive the Hyundai Ioniq 5 now at Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange.
Can I ask both of you, what's your views on horrors?
It's not for me.
Not for you?
It's not for me. I get way too panicked and I scream.
When you were a kid, did you watch horrors with your friends, like the 70s and 80s horrors where the tension built up?
Yeah,
and
I saw a horror in a friend's house and it freaked
you out.
I think it put me off them forever, yeah.
Oh, people hated watching horrors with me when I was small because I just try and make it funny. No, I try and make it funny all the time because I just couldn't handle it.
Well, Sydney Sweeney has a brand new horror out called Immaculate. It's out tomorrow. She is a nun in it from America and moves to a nunnery in Italy.
Oh.
And all the fun begins. But you know those old 70s and 80s horrors of the music?
Yeah.
And then something scary happens, but then you laugh because it's silly.
Yeah.
This is what this movie's like. It's not supposed to be funny.
Okay.
But there's a lot of scary jumps.
Yes.
And then there's a lot of funny bits.
Okay. Well, that's a roller coaster then.
Yeah, I can handle those kinds of ones.
I said in a meeting here last week that Sydney Sweeney's going to be on our show today, and people went, Sydney Sweeney.
Because she's from Euphoria.
Right.
Obviously, she's in Anyone
huge.
But You, but she's huge.
But everybody's
from
talking about her now. Like she came kind of.
She'll be an Oscar in 2 years,
I'd say. She flew it, didn't she?
So she's in this brand new movie called Immaculate. She's in a nun's outfit. She's running around the place in her bare
nuns
feet.
Nun's on the run.
Nun's on the run, yeah. And she's running it all over the place. And I just asked her, did she get injured in any of the scenes that she was in? Because she's screaming and she's running.
I never really got majorly injured. I was always cold. It was very cold during that time of year in Italy. And I was barefoot all the time. And in the convent, it was called Villa Parisi. It's this beautiful, beautiful old villa. And all the floors were marble. It was just freezing cold all the time. And then in the scene where I'm running across the field, it had rained the night before. And I think it was like 30 degrees out. And I'm barefoot and I'm drenched in wet, covered in blood. And I think that was probably the coldest I'd ever been. My feet got so numb I couldn't feel them.
I tried to take the base off a trampoline in that kind of weather before.
What was that like?
I felt the pain. It was cold. Blood.
Was the hair blowing everywhere?
It was, yeah. It was rough.
She tells us what it was like, though, wearing a nun's outfit.
It actually, it hurts your ears more than anything. I always felt like my ears were getting crushed or bent in weird ways.
I'm so sorry. This is probably the most lowbrow chat you're going to have today where I want to know if you hurt yourself.
It's fun. I like it. It's something new.
Was she evil in this? No.
She gets ran around the place by a load of priests and nuns. Like, it's relentless at times.
Oh my
and
God.
The last scene is just crazy.
Wait, so she's being... So the horror is... It's not like, ooh, there's ghosts and spirits in the... Well, there is probably ghosts and spirits in the convent. But is it also that the nuns and priests...
The nuns and priests are after her. And even though she's a good nun. And they're all bad nuns and bad priests.
So...
I'm intrigued. I'm here for this.
It's only 88 minutes long.
Oh, we
love
that.
Do they have that Ed Sheeran song in it?
Which one? Bad Habits? No, Jim.
That is no. We have to end it on that. That is brilliant.
I have another clip.
Oh, do you want to play the other clip? Yeah. Okay. So because it's all Catholic.
How else
and
did
holy,
you hurt yourself, Sydney? Did you ever stick a needle in your hand when you were sewing? Yeah, I was really sore.
So I asked her about she should do a sequel in Ireland because it's based off nuns and Ireland is full of nuns.
Mad for the nuns.
We need a second movie. And your character comes to Ireland and let's just kind of recreate something else. It has to happen.
That would be a lot of fun. I've never been to Ireland, but I've always wanted to.
She's right. Woman of very few words, but right. Sound.
Right, yes.
She's videos, got a very cool voice.
A stunning looking girl.
Yeah, she's unbelievable.
The videos are going to be on FM104's Instagram later on if you want to see how stunning she is.
Right.
She's gorgeous. She's a scary nun.
Good morning, Dublin.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Come on, get up. With Jim Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
I need to know the story.
This is mad. This is mad. Oh. So, if you suspect your other half of messing, or if you're messing, you want to listen to this, because this is how you're going to get caught. When I say messing, I mean cheating.
Okay.
Cheating on your... Ooh.
No.
Woman called Megan. So she had a funny feeling. Do you know the way some women have a funny feeling?
Oh, the gut.
When you know, you know.
Yeah.
You know that maybe that there's nothing going on, but you know.
I don't like something.
Something about her, like she has her eye on him. Mm. That kind of yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, we know. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Everyone. So we know. So she had a funny, as you would say, funny horrid feeling.
Oh.
About a girl that this guy worked with. Just a funny feeling, though. Nothing to go on.
Okay.
So. This guy is big into fitness. He's in the army. And there's a girl in the army that she's...
She'd be fit?
Well, this is the girl that she has this girl.
The suspicions
he works with this girl.
Yeah.
But there's no other evidence. Just a funny hunch. So he's big into fitness. And he's on the Strava app.
Yes.
He's a fitness watch.
The fitness watch.
And what do people who like to do fitness? A lot of people, not everyone, but a lot of people like to share their... They're running sketch.
Yeah, it's kind of like Facebook. For people who don't know, you can kind of...
Upload your runs, upload your exercise.
And you get to see them all the time.
So it's like
Map
My Walk. Cool. It's like, Couch to 5K, all those things.
Yeah, and people will give you like a thumbs up or will comment and go, well done.
So
you can
put up your progress and you can say like, here's my walk today, here's my run today. And you can see the map, you can see where it goes, you can see how long it took.
Yeah.
All that stuff, those stats. And of course, when you get your Strava app and you get your fitness, you share it with everyone, don't you? Your wife.
Yeah. Wait, why was he sharing his location or something?
Well, that's what they were doing. They were like they were into their fitness. Yeah. So she could see his running. Oh, look, I did, I did 5K today. So
she'd probably try and beat that.
Yeah, so that stuff is available to her. You can make it private.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't because they're like, look what I did.
He should have because she noticed that he was going for a jog every day, going for his run. And then on the map, it was stopping about a mile away from her house at a different house. And that's where she lived.
Where your one lived.
That's where your one lived. So he was pausing his run and going in there and then unpausing his run and going for the rest of his run.
Oh,
and there
no.
was all sorts of stats, I'm sure, heart rates and everything could be there.
Oh, no.
Now, she says she's now referring to him as her ex-husband, so nobody knows what happened. But she's broken it off with him. But this is how she snared him by his own updates.
Oh, no. Oh no.
So that's what people are saying on TikTok. People are running to stuff now to make their thing private.
Well, don't be. And just be an honest person.
Just be an honest person. Don't cheat.
Yeah.
Exactly, of course. That's exactly right. But another person left a comment, said they found out, I found out mine because of Alexa. Because on a drunken midnight grocery shop, he was ordering stuff to a different address that they don't order. And he was ordering stuff for the other person
Stop
in his
it.
Life.
And Alexa would say you have a delivery is going
well,
to be coming.
Well, you can go into your you can see what your orders and stuff. You can go into Alexa and listen to all your messages. So, do you know that?
No.
If you say, "Hey Alexa, what time is it?" You can go back into Alexa's settings and you can hear yourself saying, "Alexa, what time is it?"
You can hear your own
All of them
voice.
Are recorded unless you delete them. Yeah.
My god.
She went in and heard him going, "I order a bottle of champagne or whatever, 25 blah." And she realised, well, we don't live there. We don't order champagne, whatever it is. And that's how she caught her husband from ordering stuff to the other house. Electrical devices.
I'm in shock here.
You're snooping on yourself.
But this isn't as serious. But if anybody that was watching the last season, the most recent season that just wrapped of Love is Blind, right?
Yeah.
This guy called Jeremy had proposed to this girl called Laura, okay? Yeah. But he had had another connection with this other girl. And year one, Laura was like, I don't really like that you're still kind of in touch with this girl that, you know, should be all about me. So one of the days he went out for a drink and she didn't want to go. So he was like, I'm going to share my location with you on WhatsApp just so you can see where I am. We have the trust. No need to, you know, think I'm being dishonest. You can see where I am, okay?
You have to do that, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
You're in trouble immediately, right? So she looks at her phone before she goes to bed and she's like, yeah, cool. He's where he said he was. Grant. And then she woke up at 5 a.m. and just happened to check her phone. And he was in year one's house.
Oh.
And she was like, and basically what had happened, there were rumors were saying that he had left his phone in his car in the parking lot of of this nightclub, but he had his iPhone connected and he had his iPhone his phone, iWatch, or whatever it's called,
connected,
and then obviously that took him that location. Yep, so he got caught. Just don't cheat.
I'm just in shock of those three stories.
Yes,
mad.
Like, where would you get the time?
There's somebody who cheats right listening right now.
Oh my god,
freaked, and going running to their device to turn off everything.
That's actually
running
their
watch
me
off
out.
Them now. Get that watch away from me!
Wow,
so just don't do it, lads.
They grasped on themselves.
Yeah.
087-679-7104. Can you top those stories? I'm sure there's someone in Dublin who can.
You'd be here all day. I did hear another guy, and he had two SIM cards, and he forgot to take the SIM card out of his old phone.
No.
And his phone rang, and like, it was all different ringers. I was like, what phone is that? And I was like,
It all catches up in you in the end. Don't do it.
It does. Look at EastEnders. Look at Coronation Street. Nobody ever gets away with it. 7 or 4.
We've been properly having discussions off mic here.
We did, haven't we? Yeah.
Proper discussions.
Yeah.
Have a listen to this, all right? Okay. So just say you are with someone and you fancy someone else, all right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you want to go on a walk and colour in or whatever it is with this other person.
Yes.
Because you're like, oh my God, they do this and my partner doesn't like this, but you like this. Have a listen to this. Let's say you discover someone who has that 10% in spades. Now you're salivating, wishing and hoping you can be together. If you make the leap and go to that other person with the 10% that makes you feel great, eventually the problems will start to arise because you realise that your original partner had 90% of everything.
Yes.
So you just want, you're craving that 10% of whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like chips or soccer or whatever, you know what it is.
Yeah.
And then when you get that 10%, you're going, oh my God, this is amazing, life's brilliant. But you miss that 90% of what your partner has.
Yeah. I just say, lads, go to therapy. If you're feeling that, go to therapy.
I heard a great expression before. It was like, the grass is always greener on the other side.
Yeah.
But it's just as difficult to mow.
That's good,
isn't it? One kiss. That's all we need. That's all we need.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.